那样我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼，我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼，因为耶和华为大，为大王，超过万神之上，地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋说他是他所造，旱地也是他手造成的。来呀，我们要在他面前全身敬拜。我们现在一同来唱诗495首。 Let's all arise and sing hymn number 495.主，我们今天来到你面前，我们理当欢喜快乐，因为我们是这位创造万有、这位独一的真神的儿女。我们感谢你，我们的天父是这样一位伟大的神。我们今天在世界上虽然人不认识我们，但是我们是你唯独所拣选的人。我们今天被分别出来，这就是你工作的明证。哦，神啊，我们在你的殿中，我们举起我们的眼目向你歌颂，因为你爱我们。你不但是创造万有给我们享受，我们每一次想念，我们心里都受感动。你差遣你的儿子为我们成就了何等大的救恩。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你给他荣耀尊贵的为冠冕，你派他管理你手所造的一切万物。哦，我们一族，我们原来是一个去而不返的风，我们的生命不过是一声叹息。主啊，我们人生满了眼泪，我们满了各样的重担愁苦劳苦，我们在世界上面活着没有指望，没有神。主啊，是你把我们的眼睛打开，让我们看见天上一切所有的都要倾倒在我们的心上，因为借着你的儿子耶稣基督为我们舍命，我们就知道没有什么你保留不给我们。主啊，今天我们在你的面前，虽然我们还是这人看起来非常的渺小可怜，但是我们靠着你的爱，我们要欢喜快乐，我们要满心的赞美，因为我们永远的福分是没有人能够夺去的。也借着耶稣基督，你过去救我们，你现在救我们，你将来还要救我们。主啊，我们要赞美你给我们的救恩，除去了我们一切的忧虑，除去了我们一切的怀疑，除去了我们一切的胆怯。主啊，我们正是感谢赞美你。今天早上的时候，我们要在这个地方把我们的声音献上，这是你配得的。我们也不但是献上我们的声音，我们要把我们的身体献上，求天父悦纳我们所摆上的。但愿你所救赎的人在地上能够使你的名字得着极大的荣耀。主啊，我们把今天要在这个地方所有的气息交给主，我们要传扬你的救恩，愿你的救恩发明出来，让好多心里还不明白的人得以开启。哦，很多关闭的心灵能够为天上的恩典所充满，给他们得到滋润，给他们尝到天恩的喜乐。哦，我们知道他们世界上很多的人虽然物质不缺乏，但是灵的里头非常的干渴。主啊，愿你给他们能够向你打开，你就给他们充满。我们把一切今天的活动都带到你的面前，愿你与我们同在，你的灵在我们中间自由的运行，好让我们这里没有捆绑，满了天上的荣耀。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。 Please be seated， 请坐。我们现在读圣经诗篇34篇第1节 到第十节。 Now let's turn to Bible Book of Hymns 34 verse 1 to 10. Let's read it responsibly. 我们起音的方式来读它。三十四篇第一节到第十节。 Psalm 34 verse 1 to 10. 我读一节，弟兄姊妹读一节。我必时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
我的心必用耶和华的话，前人听见就要喜乐。
你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
我的心必用耶和华，他的名我就我和你们听见的同去。
凡仰望他的便有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞。耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为安营，搭救他们。耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。May the Lord bless his own word. 愿神祝福他的话。我们现在再来唱诗230首 Hymn number 一起来，来 ，once more。
日日做东山，
比较一千里更多。
日日做东山，他的家就更多。了生活，了生活，了生活。
十岁的唱啊 ，from 25 to 50， 啊 ，those who sing once for us， 来。啊50啊，从以上以上五十岁以上的，我们来唱一遍，来。
月月月照常在，比较一天天没更多。月月照常在，我来他就更多。他把生活赐我，他是我期待的一个。月月与主同在，比较一切甜蜜更多。
How about those who under 15? Okay, can you try? Can you try it in English? Okay, one, two, three, go.最后比赛啊，弟兄唱得好，姊妹唱得好啊。Which group sing better 啊？啊 ，OK， 那弟兄先来 ，Brothers，OK、okay。
月月月照同在，比较的甜蜜更多。月月月照同在，我爱他就更多。他叫我。是我期待的一个人人与主同在，比较一切甜蜜更多。
Sisters 姊妹来，最后一次我们多唱英文，唱快一点啊，唱快一点，来唱 a little bit faster 啊。
One, two, go. Every day with you is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves me, keeps me, and he's the one I made him for.
好，我们现在是奉献的时候，然后 give our thanks by our offering。我们现在一起来站立，我们唱奉献诗歌。
歌颂 赖给你。
哎，
愿主你的爱今天再一次感动我们，
是
让我们发现我们自己的软弱，也发现我们自己的需要。我们恭敬的将我们所得的一部分摆在你面前，求主借着这些微小的金钱，能够赐福我们的教会，赐福在教会里面一切的工作。就这样感恩祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
阿门。Please be seated。这样我们四班显示。弟兄回到我们中间，传扬主的福音。We are very glad to have Dr. Peter Chiu return to our midst and preach the Lord's gospel to every one of us. May the Lord bless him and richly use him. 我们现在把他聚会交他手中。Amy, I'm going to interpret.
非常高兴能够再一次回到大家当中。
I'm very glad I can return here once again to be with you.
这里也曾经有一段时间是我属灵的家。
And in here used to be a section of my time as my spiritual home.
也再一次看见许多亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And once again, I see dear brothers and sisters in the Lord.
为你们感谢主。
I thank the Lord for you.
也深信神必定要大大的祝福我们这个教会。
And I know that God is going to bless this church greatly.
今天早上我要跟大家一起来思考一个问题。
This morning, I want to meditate on one problem.
就是破裂这个观念，这个问题啊。
The concept or the problem of brokenness.
有人说我们这个世代是一个破裂伤心的世代。
Many people say our generation is a generation of sorrow and brokenness.
许多人在路上走，有人说他们是行走的伤心人 ，walking wounded.
And many people walk on the street. They are truly the walking wounded ones.
因为我们内心都有许多伤痛。
Because in the depth of our heart, we are wounded.
可能今天早上你们来的时候，就是夫妻吵了一个架才来的。
Maybe this morning we came to this church that the wife and husband had a quarrel before you reached the church.
心中觉得很伤痛。
And maybe your heart was pierced.
或者是儿子跟爸爸吵过架。
Maybe on the way here that the son quarreled with his father.
女儿跟母亲。
Daughter quarreled with mother.
丈母娘跟女婿。
And the mother-in-law and the son-in-law quarreled.
媳妇跟婆婆。
And daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law quarreled.
或者在周日的时候。
Maybe during the week.
你每天上班都很痛苦。
And every day you go to work, you suffer.
因为你跟你的老板合不来。
Because you have a problem with your boss.
所以我们每个人都有各种不同的难处。
So everyone have their own particular perplexities and difficulties.
每一个人可能都是一个破碎的人。
Probably everyone has a brokenness in his heart.
在我们心中都有许多的伤痛。
And in our heart we are hurt.
在我们的这些伤痛上面，大概没有其他的人 能够了解。
And no one else can understand.
也没有人能够医治。
And no one else can heal us.
也没有人能够安慰帮助。
And no one can comfort us.
我们一起来看一处的圣经。
Let us read one portion of the scripture.
耶利米书第二章。
Book of Jeremiah, the second chapter.
耶利米书第二章，我们只看第十三节。
The 13th verse, Jeremiah, the second chapter, 13th verse.
找到以后，请诸位听我念。耶利米书第二章第十三节，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己捉出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。在这一节圣经里面
，In this verse。
神透过先知耶利米
through the prophet Jeremiah
谈到人类的两个大问题。
God tells us the two biggest problems.
这两件事情是神所认为恶而且不喜悦的。
And God thinks those are wicked and God does not like them.
第一件事情是什么呢？
What is the first thing?
就是人离弃了神。
They have forsaken me.
人拒绝神的存在。
Men have denied the existence of God.
也不愿意跟他有一个新的活泼的关系。
And a man is not willing to have a new relationship with him.
神说他自己是一个活水的泉源。
God said himself is the fountain of living water.
但是许多人口中喊干渴，偏偏离弃了这个活水的源头。
But the many people they say they're thirsty, yet they have left the living water.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
是人为自己捉出池子。
They hew for themselves cisterns.
很可惜，这个池子不能够存水，是破裂的。
But the cisterns cannot hold water because it's broken cisterns.
很明显呢，他要挖一个池子是要存水，能够供应他这个口渴的需要。
Obviously, they try to hew a cistern to contain water, yet it's broken.
但事实上面，他们所做的。是前功尽废。
But whatever they have done, all the workmanship is forfeited.
因为是破裂的。
Because the system is broken.
水都漏掉。
And all the water goes out.
原先希望能够解渴的。
Before they want to solve their problem of thirstiness.
到头来是还是那么干渴。
But in the end, they're still thirsty.
所以神说有两件事情。
So God said the two things.
是当时代犹太人的写照。
It is the picture of the Jewish people at that time.
今天仍然是你跟我这个二十世纪人的心灵的写照。
But today it also describes you and I in the 20th century.
第一个是我们离弃了那个活水的泉源。
First, we have forsaken the fountain of living waters.
第二个，我们为自己凿一个池子，希望能够解渴，结果是一个破碎的人生。
Second is we like to hew for ourselves cisterns, yet.It's broken cisterns that cannot contain water.
我们希望我们的人生是丰满的，是滋润的，是美丽的，是满足的。
We want to have a satisfied, abundant life.
但是结果是一个破碎的人生。
But our life in the end is broken.
是一个漏水的池子。
And it's a broken cistern.
我们低头做一个祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上，你给我们机会来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you. You give us the opportunity to come to you this morning.
也谢谢你打开你的话语。
We thank you that you opened your word before our eyes.
你马上就点中我们心灵深处的需要。
You pointed to the deepest need in our heart.
因为我们知道你存在，却离弃你。
We know that you exist, yet we have forsaken you.
我们盼望有一个丰富美满的人生。
We hope to have abundant and satisfying life.
结果我们所经验的每一天都是破碎的人生。
But every day we experience a broken life.
主耶稣基督，我们求你今天早上在我们当中。
Lord Jesus Christ, be in us, among us, to this morning.
向我们说话。
Talk to us.
帮助我们面对我们自己。
Help us to face ourselves.
把你自己真理的道向我们显示。
And also reveal to ourselves that your truth.
我们能够得到那个更丰盛的生命。
So we can obtain the more abundant life.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
We commit this time to your hand.
求你的圣灵在我们心中说话。
May your Holy Spirit work in each one of our hearts.
我们这样子感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
去年在我所住的那个小城市 Petaluma。
Last year in the little town that I live, in the Petaluma.
市政府在那边建立一个很美丽的花园。
And the city government tried to build a beautiful park.
这个 park 叫做 Lucchese Park.
And the park's name is called the Lucchese Park.
在这个公园的中间有一个人工湖。
And in the middle of the park, it has a man-made lake.
那么他们原先定了一个日子要开放，有一个很隆重的这个开幕典礼。
And they have an announcement that they could have a grand opening for that park.
然后工程差不多要完成了，他们开始向那个湖灌水。
And when all the stuff is almost finished, they try to put water into this man-made lake.
然后就等待那一天的来临。
And they wait anticipately for that day to come.
结果过一两天，他们发现一个很严重的问题。
But after then too, they found a very serious problem.
不晓得有多少吨的这个水灌进去，但是那个湖都吃掉了。
After they filled the umpteen tons of water, but what happened? The water is not there in the lake.
所以那个开幕的典礼只好向后延迟。
So they just postponed the date of grand opening.
赶快找工程师来研究一下发生什么事情。
So they tried to get hold of the engineers and try to find out the problem.
结果他们发现那个问题很简单。
A very simple problem.
就是他们原先计划要建造那个人工湖的底下有一个大漏洞。
It's because there's a big hole under the man-made lake.
所以不管它倒多少水进去，都吸掉了，都流光了。
But no matter how much water you put in, it seeps out.
就重新在那边做补修的工作。
So they start to patch up the hole.
那个预算比先前大很多。
And also, it went way over the budget.
但是他们找到问题所在。
But they found out the problem.
他们面对那个问题。
They faced the problem.
加以重新修建。
And they
填补。
And they tried to replace it.
那今天。我们在那边有一个很美丽的人工湖。
And today in Petaluma, why don't you come and see this beautiful lake?
不单只有一个湖，中间还有 fountain 可以继续的喷水。
Not only this, we have a fountain in the middle of the lake.
我就想到这个湖跟这一节圣经所描述的那个情形。
And I related this broken lake with this broken cisterns in the Bible.
这里提到说，我们人为自己捉出一个池子。希望能够解决我们心灵的干渴。
It says we hew for ourselves the cisterns that hopefully we can solve the problem.
但事实上面那是一个破裂不能够存水的池子。
But in reality, it is a broken cistern.
所以许多我们的劳苦，到头来我们觉得我们的感叹很像诗人所说的，人生好像一声叹息。
And it is we work very hard the rest of our lives, and to the end of the life, just like the psalmist would say.It's just a sign.
其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
All he could boast is all these toils and turmoil, and it would go away like the wind.
另外，去年我们家也发生另外一件事情。
Another thing happened in our house last year.
有一天我们收到一个水费单。
One day we received a water bill.
哇，那个价钱是吓死我们。
And the bill was very high.
我们通常大概十几块钱一个月的水费。
Usually we pay about $10 or $15.
但是那一次的 bill 大概五六十块。
But that time we received the bill over $50.
我跟我太太说，是不是这个月我们很脏，洗了很多澡啊，用了那么多水。
I said to my wife, is it we are extra dirty, so we took so many baths?
还是说我们用了特别多的水，要洗衣服，要浇这个花园
？Is it because we watered the lawn too much, or we washed too much clothes?
我们两个人想来想去说，不对呀、啊。
We thought back and forth, how can it be?
一定是那个 meter, water meter 有问题，那个水表有问题。
Probably the water meter.
所以我们就打电话。
So we called the water department.
那个专家一来一看。
And the specialist came and took one look.
他说大概是从接头那个总水管通到你们家的那条管子有问题。
And he thought that there was something wrong with the pipe connect the main to the house.
我说怎么见得？
I said, how could it be?
他说你来看。
Come here.
你看这一块的绿地，这个草地哈、啊、特别绿。
Look at this patch of grass, especially green.
我说对呀、啊、很奇怪，怎么长得那么茂盛。
Why? This looks so much greener than
the other. 他说你知道吗？这个就是那条水管经过的地方。
This is where the pipe goes through.
那我们知道专家的念这个诊断是很有道理哈、啊。
And we know that the expert really knew what he was talking about.
所以我们就找一个 plumber 来。
So we asked the plumber to come.
他看一下，他说也一定是这个问题。
And he looked at it, he took one look, he said that was the problem.
因为他说这一带的房子经过十几年都会出这个问题。
And he said that most houses around here after 10 or 15
years they have this problem. 他说我已经处理过好不少的家庭这个问题了。
And he said already solved many problems.
所以那天他就来。
So that day he came.
那么就用一个货车把中间这一节就通到我们家的跟这个跟 街头的那个大总管的那中间那一段给他拉出来。
So he excavated and tried to take the pipe that connected my house.
他很有经验，他不要挖。
Oh, he was very experienced. He didn't dig.
他说省我的力气也省你的钱。
He said it would save my labor, save your money.
最简单的方法就是把它拖出来。
And the simplest way is to extract it out.
然后一拖出来一看。
And after he took one look.
哇，真的。 整个水管已经生锈都破掉。And
the whole pipe rusted and cracked.
然后他换一条新的水管进去。Then
he put a new pipe in there.
第二个月我们的这个水费单就恢复正常。And
the second month our water bill returned to normal.
那这个小小的例子让我们看见。And
this is small example, let us see.
在我们人的生命里面。In
our life.
我们有许多的破洞。
We have many shortcomings or broken holes.
这些破洞。
Those holes.
解决的办法。
How do we solve it?
不是靠一些表面的这个东贴西补。
It's not to patch it up here and there.
乃是需要有一个全新的改变。
It's we need an overhaul, a new pipe.
我们看一下以西结书第36章。
Let's read the book of Ezekiel, 36th chapter.
以西结书第36章第26节。
Ezekiel 36:26.
找到以后，请大家听我念。以西结书第36章第26、27两节。
26-27 verse.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。 我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。这里告诉我们说，
It says here,
神的救赎的办法，
The way that God saves us,
祂要填补我们这个破碎的心灵，
He's going to fill our broken heart,
我们这个破裂的人生，
Our broken life,
祂是要一个彻底的改变，
He wants to have a complete overhaul,
是一个心脏的这个移植。
It is a heart transplant.
他要将一个新的心，一个肉的心，对神的爱有反应的一个心，放在我们心灵里。
He wants to give us a heart of flesh, that the heart will respond to God's love. He wants to put this kind of heart in us.
把我们那个像石头一样顽梗的那个我，那个抗拒神的心，给它拿掉。
He wants to remove the heart of stone, which is filled with rebelling and rejection for God's love.
然后将神的灵放在我们的心中。
And he wants to put a new spirit within us.
以至于我们有一个新的生命。
So we have a new life.
我们能够顺从神的律例。
So we can obey his ordinances.
我们愿意遵行神的典章。
And we would like to walk in his statutes.
所以这里让我们看见。
So here, let us see.
今天我们有许多的难处。
We have a lot of problems today.
我们没有办法解决。
We cannot solve our problems.
很可能不是那些表面的一些身体或者心灵或者其他的问题。
Maybe it's not the superficial problems we have.
你要用其他的方法来希望解决这个最根本的问题。
If you want to use other methods to deal with the root problem of sin.
可能它到头来还是一个破裂不能存水的池子。
But the final result is still a broken cistern.
我们基本的问题是因为我们离弃了神。
The basic problem of human being or mankind is that we have forsaken God.
奥古斯丁曾经说过。
St. Augustine said.
他说神创造人的时候。
And when God created man,
在人心中留了一个空处,
He put a space in man's heart.
这个空处没有别的东西能够填满,
and no one can fill this void in this man's heart.
什么时候我们心中没有接受这位主,
and if we have not accepted Christ as our personal Savior,
我们永远会有一种空虚的感觉,
and we always have this void, this vacuum in our heart.
就算你尝试用你的事业、你的金钱, 你的名誉、地位、房地产，来希望来填满这个空处。
Even though you try to use your real estate, your degree, your wealth, your position everything, tried to fill the space.
圣经告诉我们说，我们没有办法真正归回得到安息。
But the Bible tells us we cannot have rest.
所以第一个大问题是我们离弃了神。
So the first problem is we have forsaken God.
这个伤口是一个很大，这个空口是一个很深的一个空口。
It's a grave wound.
我们心中得不到满足，我们必须对症下药。
So if we do not have peace, then we must treat it with the correct medicine.
然后第二个提到我们今天我们在地上生活，我们是一个破裂的人生。
And also the mention that we live in everyday life as a broken life.
人的破裂可以几方面。
And there are several aspects of our brokenness.
我觉得第一方面是我们这个人自己的一个破裂，一种残缺。
First is ourself, the brokenness of self.
我们每个人都需要别人爱我。
Everyone wants someone to love us.
但是许多时候我们在人世间，在人当中找这种爱，我们得不到嘛。
And many times we try to seek for this love with other people.
谈到这个爱的缺乏，谈到这个爱的不满足，我眼睛里面就闪过去很多我曾经帮助的一些人。
And talking about the inadequacy of human love, then in my eye just flows through so many cases that I have went through.
我还记得有一个心理学家跟我谈起，一个他帮助的人的故事。
I remember a story that was told to me by another psychiatrist.
那这个人他说他曾经帮过一个年轻人。
And he helped a young man.
这个年轻人实在是是一个有很心酸的他的一生的故事。
And this young man's life was filled with sorrow.
他是从一个破碎的家庭出来。
Came from a broken family.
父母离婚把他遗弃。
And a parents divorced and just left him.
大概几个月大，他就在孤儿院那边长大。
And even though when he was only a few months old, he was in an orphanage.
然后这个孤儿院呢，他们有一个固定的做法，就是想法子去找一些领养的父母亲来一个一个领养这些。
And the orphanage tried to get the adoptive parents to take over the.
他们的做法就是每个礼拜六。
So what they did was every Saturday.
是一个 open house.
They had an open house.
不是像我们 open house 要卖房子那种 open house.
It's not like what you think, like the real estate open house.
那这个 open house 是宣布所有的人对孩子、对一些孤儿有兴趣的，你们来那天开放。
And it's to announce all the people who are interested in orphans can come.
开放做什么呢
？What do they do?
就是在那边看哪一个孩子你喜欢，你就可以领养。
To look which one you like, you can take that child with you.
所以他们那里的孤儿呢，每一个礼拜六呢，是他们很兴奋的日子。
So every Saturday was a big day for the orphans.
因为他们可以找到一个爱他的人，一个 foster parent 啊，一个爸爸妈妈。
Because they could find
养父养母。
So they could find a pair of foster parents for them.
那这个院里面的规矩呢，就是所有的孩子排队经过那一排，比如说那些想领养的那些父母亲坐在这边，那孩子一个个带出来，好像这个时装表演这样子啊，这个在台上走过。那大家在那边品头啊，在那边品尝说这个喜欢我要。
And they would parade the kids through the perspective, through the future, foster parents like the fashion show around.
那这个小孩，这个年轻人啊。
And this young man.
他记得他大概三岁的时候。
He remembered when he was 3 years old.
整整有两年的时间。
For 2 years.
每一个周末这样子走过去。眼睛在找一个爱他的一个爸爸或者妈妈。
And every weekend he would go and look at all these people. Hopefully someone would take him.
两年之久。
For 2 years.
每个礼拜六这样子走过去。
And every Saturday he would walk through.
然后别的孩子一个个有一个爱他的人把他领走。
All the other children would have foster parents to take them away.
他每一次都是满眼眼泪的这样子回到自己的。
And every week he would.Go away with filled with tears in his eyes.
他那种心灵的伤痛，那种破碎不被人家爱，那种的感觉。
And he was so hurt and so hurt in his heart because no one took him.
没有人能够填补。
No one can fill that void.
没有人能够了解。
No one can understand.
也没有人真正能够满足。
And no one can really satisfy him.
他希望得到有一个人世界上面能够说我爱你，我把你领。
He want to have someone to say to him, I love you, come to me.
但是一个也没有。
No one.
这种伤痛。
This kind of hurt.
不一定是你今天所经历的伤痛。
May not be the kind of hurt that you experience today.
但是你那种心灵里面的破碎可能在不同的地方。
But you may have some kind of brokenness or hurt in your heart in other areas.
很可能这个最基本的这个被人所爱的这个需要不被满足。
Maybe basically that you don't have anyone to love you.
你从小就养成一种对自己觉得不可爱，不会有人爱我的那种观念。
So from the very small, when you were very small, you have this concept that no one loves me, so I don't love myself either.
另外还有一个故事。
Another story.
可能我在这边提过。
Maybe I mentioned here.
有个女孩子来找我。
And a girl came and talked to me.
她一进来坐下就看着我。
And after she came in and she just stared at me.
她一直瞪着我。
All the time she stared at me.
那我也看看她。
And I look at her.
两个人对看了好久。
And we look at each other for a long time.
然后她说。
Then she said.
她说，你觉得我有什么不妥吗？
She said, is something wrong with me?
你觉得我哪里有不对劲吗？
Is there something wrong with me?
我再看清楚一点，我说没有啊。
I said, no.
你长得五官端正，很漂亮。
You're a very pretty girl.
她说真的没有。
She said, really?
我说真的没有。
I said, yes.
然后她说你再看清楚一点。
And she said, well, please pay close attention.
然后她把她的脸侧到旁边去，要我看她的侧面。
So she turned her face, she wanted to let me look at her profile.
她说我整个人最不喜欢的就是我这一副牙齿。
She said, the thing that I dislike most in my entire life is my teeth.
我说也没有什么不对劲。
I said, well, nothing's wrong with you.
她说我的牙齿有一点点凸出来，特别上面那一排，这个上牙。
I have buck teeth.
那她说这一件事情呢，让我呢，一直过得很不愉快。
And because of this, my entire life is ruined.
常常有男孩子约我出去。
Many times the boys try to date me.
但是总是到头来就不成功的。
But towards the end, nothing happened.
那我说发生什么事情？
I said, what happened?
他说我跟他们在一起的时候，我常常用手按住我的嘴巴。
So when I'm with them, either I cover my mouth.
讲几句话又低头用手帕来按住。
And when I talk, I cover my mouth.
因为我不喜欢我那副牙齿。
Because I don't want them to see my buck teeth.
那这个对自己的这个不能够接纳，
she cannot accept herself.
她自己觉得不可爱，
and she didn't feel that she was lovely to herself.
以至于她很容易的就觉得别人也不爱。
So very easily she arrived at the conclusion that no one loved her.
换句话说，这个年轻的女孩子在她的生命里面，她还找不到她被接纳、被肯定的理由。
And she could not find a reason that she could be accepted in her life.
因此不单止他个人的自我的这个看法受到伤害，
Not only the way she look at herself is hindered or hurt,
也间接地影响他跟其他人的关系。
And also it affects her relationship with others.
所以对他来说，
So to her,
他说这一生是许多的自怨自艾。
So this life that I feel I cannot love myself.
他怪他的父母亲为什么把我的牙齿生成这个样。
So she blamed her parents, why you give me such horrible teeth?
然后他也怪自己啊，就是为什么不能够跟一些男孩子发展一些好的关系。
And she also blamed herself why she cannot go on dates with more boys.
换句话说，从一个破碎的自我，一个破裂的自我，影响到他跟人的关系也受到伤害跟破裂。
And so because of brokenness of the self, then she affected her relationship with others.
我们今天随便打开报纸，我们看一下我们周围认识的人、家庭、婚姻。
Let us open our newspaper, look at the family and the marriages.
太多太多伤心破碎的例子。
The newspaper is filled with broken families.
在加州离婚率是全美最高的。
The California has the highest divorce rate.
好多破碎的婚姻。
Many broken marriages.
破碎的家庭。
Broken families.
破裂的两代的关系。
Broken relationship among generations.
亲兄弟姐妹在那边彼此你攻击我，我打你。我们看一下社会这个劳方跟资方的这些在那边争在讲，最后是谈判破裂，所以罢工两方面啊，你倒霉，我也完了。
And usually the labor department and the employer have problems, and finally we have strikes, and all the relationships are broken down.
今天在我们自己的家庭里面。
And in our own family.
在社会里面
in a society,
在这个国家里面
in this country,
在这个世界上
in this world,
我们常常渴望有一个美满的一个理想国的实现
we always dream to have a utopia,
但事实上面那是一个妄想
but it is really a delusion,
因为我们里面
because inside us,
是空的
because it's empty,
是碎的
it's broken,
当别人期望我们能够把水这个爱能够给他的时候
when other people want us to give them the love
我们没有
we don't have it
所以因为有一个破裂的自我
it's because of the broken
我会觉得我这个人 lousy I'm not okay
and usually we feel that I'm not okay
一个有这样子看法的人很可能他会觉得别人 也不 okay
and usually they say you're not okay either、
所以我不行你也不行
so I'm not okay,
那就同归于尽一拍两散
so we're just all going to destruction
也有可能你说 I'm not okay 然后你羡慕人家 okay 的
sometimes you say I'm not okay but you're not too bad
那么你就会发展出来一种自卑的这种的心态
then you have an inferiority complex
或者是妒忌的
or jealousy
或者你是另外一种的可能性是 I am okay but you are not okay
Or else you say, I am okay, but you're not okay.
我行你不行。
I am okay, but you're not okay.
因为我自卑。
Because I have inferiority
complex. 所以我必须常常要自夸，才能够把自己标榜起来，让我觉得舒服。
I have to boast myself all the time, otherwise I cannot survive.
但是很少有人能够发展出一个 I'm okay, you are okay 的这种的心。
But very seldom we say, I am okay, you're okay too.
那个能够说自己 okay 的人
Those people who can say, I am okay,
必须要回到神的那个活水的泉源。
They must return to the living water of, the fountain of living water.
因为只有从他那边有不断的活水，永不干竭的活水供应你的需要。
Because only God can supply us with the fountain of living water.
所以我们刚刚谈到两方面，一个是自我的破裂。
First, we talked about the brokenness of self-image.
影响到我们人我的破裂。
So this would influence the interrelationship, personal relationship.
但是最基本的大概是我们跟神关系的破裂。
But the basic thing is that our relationship with God is broken.
我觉得那个是我们整个破裂问题的这个根源。
And this is the basic root problem.
而问题所在就是我们离开了神。
The problem is that we have forsaken God.
以赛亚书五十三章第六节那边提到说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Isaiah 53 it says we are like sheep gone astray, and everyone goes to his own way.
罗马书三章二三节那边提到说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and the wages of sin is death.
圣经里面对罪的定义不像我们法律上面罪的定义。
And the definition of sin in the Bible is different from the definition of sin in law.
法律上面的罪或者罪行必须是你伤害或者或者侵犯了别人的这些财产或者他们所有物。
According to our law, that the definition of sin is that you have hurt or injured someone else.
换句话说，是一个表面的罪行。
It is the superficial manifestation of sin.
但是圣经里面谈到罪的时候，是说我们跟神有了距离。
But in the Bible, the thing is that we have a distance between God and man.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。换句话说，我们没有做到神的那个标准。
It says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
所以我们离开了活水的泉源。
We have left and forsaken.
所以我们有这种空虚，有这种破裂的感觉。
So we have this meaninglessness, vanity.
那么我自己观察北美的中国人的这个心态呢
The way I look at the North American Chinese heart
我想大部分的华侨
Majority of the overseas Chinese
心灵里面有这个需要
I know that they have this need in their heart
你跟我都有这个需要
You and I have this need
但是我们尝试自己掘一个井
But usually we hew a cistern for ourselves
来解决这个干渴
And to solve our thirst
那这些是什么东西呢很可能是学位、地位、金钱、财富、名誉。
Usually they are money, degrees, real estate, and positions, and other things.
我在说这些东西不是不好。
I'm not denying the value of these things.
因为这些也是神创造的许多。
Because those things are God made them.
现在我是特别提到有一些人他尝试把这个变成他人生的目标。
But many people use all these other things I mentioned as their focus in life.
来填满他心中的需要。
And to satisfy the void in their heart.
那我可以告诉你。
Then I can tell you truthfully.
不是我的话。
It's not my word.
是神自己的话。
But God says here.
是。我们为什么不能够得到医治呢
？Why can we be healed？
我们看一下耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah the eighth chapter。
耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah the eighth chapter。
第二十二节。
22nd verse。
我们看二十一节好了。
21st verse。
二十一节先看，先知说：“因我百姓的损伤，我也受了损伤，我哀痛惊惶，将我抓住。”在基列岂没有乳香呢？在那里岂没有医生呢？我的百姓为什么不能够得到痊愈呢？
It says, for the brokenness of the daughter of my people, I am broken. I'm worn dismayed, has taken hold of me. The prophet says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has not the health of my daughter?
乳香可以止痛。
You know, the balm can take away the pain.
医生好像可以解决我们的身体的痛苦。但是我的百姓的伤痛不在表面，是内心深处。
But my people's hurt is deep inside, not the superficial wound.
我们再看耶利米书第十七章。
Jeremiah 17th chapter.
耶利米书第十七章。耶利米书第十七章，我们看第五。耶和华如此说：依靠人血肉的膀肋，心中离弃耶和华的那人有祸了，因他必像沙漠的杜松。不见福乐来到，却要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的点地。第七节说：依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
We have just read Jeremiah 17:5-8。
你究竟用什么办法来解决这个心灵深处的伤痛或者破裂呢？
How are you going to solve in your depth of your heart the hurt, the broken?
第五节那边提到有一类人他们所用的方法。
And in the fifth verse it says one method that people use.
然后第七节谈到那一些人永不干渴的人是依靠耶和华归回耶和华的人。
And in the seventh verse it says blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord.
一个小 baby肚子饿的时候
when a baby's hungry
我们最近这里有两个做妈妈刚刚有 baby 的两位姐妹、啊、
Recently we have two new mothers here
那么恭喜你们
Congratulations
那么我们从这些经验里面其实也知道一个小孩子饥饿的时候
When a small child is hungry
他在那边哭、在叫在踢
And the child starts to scream and cry and call out
或者把玩具塞在嘴巴里面咬或者吸吮自己的指头
maybe they will suck their own thumbs or play with the toys,
或者抓自己的头发
or maybe they'll grab hold of their hair
这些都不能够解决他的饥饿
all these things cannot solve the basic problem
他的干渴
the thirst and hunger
唯一的一个办法
only method
就是躺在妈妈的怀抱里面
and to lie down still in the mother's
找到妈妈的奶头
and to suck from the mother's bosom
他就得到安息他的饥饿他的干渴都得到饱足
and all these things will be solved.
所以因此今天我们最后要结束的时候
so today in the end,
我们要来看
let us look
如果人像一个瓶子是一个破裂的瓶子
if a man is like a bottle a broken bottle
我们不能够用这个 crazy glue 或者万能胶把它想法子给它粘好
if we have a broken bottle we cannot patch the bottle with a crazy glue or other stuff
可能我们可以做的一个方法就是 recycle 重新打碎以后融化掉了再造一个新的
maybe we can recycle the bottle first we have to break the bottle
哥林多后书五章十七节那边说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
and 2 Corinthians 5:17 says if any man is in Christ he's a new creature
我们必须有一个新的创造
we must have a new creation
那么旧事已过都变成新的了
all the things have passed away, all become new.
刚才我们所看的以西结三十六章那边也提到
Ezekiel 36 says
乃是把旧的石头的心给它拿掉神 放一个新的肉心给我们。
And if God will take away the stone heart, will give us a flesh.
把一个新的灵放在我们里面。
And a new heart, spirit He will put in there.
历世历代以来
，from the generation to generation,
人类想用各种的方法来解决这个心灵深处的需要。
And the man tried to use all sorts of methods to solve the problem.
但是只有神用他自己的方法。
But God uses His own method.
我们才能够归回得到安静。那么神的方法是什么？
What is God's method?
我们怎么样能够回去？
How can we return?
我们的破裂怎么能够被弥补？我们的创伤怎么能够得到医治呢？
How can he heal our wounds and patch our
pain? 第一个，首先我们必须承认自己有这个需要。
First, we have to recognize we have a need.
我们要对自己诚实。
We must be honest with ourselves.
承认我有这个需要跟困境。
To admit it, to admit to God, I have this problem.
然后第二个。
Secondly,
承认自己有罪。
To recognize that we are sinners.
刚才我已经谈到这个罪，从神的角度来看，跟从社会的角度来看是不一样的。
And I also mentioned that sin from the point of the society, from the point of God, is different.
我们必须承认说我们离弃了神。
We have to admit that we have forsaken God.
我们离开了活水的泉源。
We have forsaken the fountain of
living water. 我们用尽我们的方法来希望得到满足，我们得不到。
And we use our own method try to get satisfaction.
然后我们接下去第三步就是接受神的这个回归的方法。
And thirdly is to accept God's method.
使徒行传第四章第十二节那边提到说。
And in the book of Acts 4:12 it says.
除他以外。
Besides him.
并无救法。
There's no salvation.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以得救。
It says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
约翰福音十四章第六节那边耶稣自己宣称说。
And the book of John 14:6 verse says,
我就是道路真理生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
所以今天早上
so this morning,
如果你发现自己有这个需要
you've discovered you have the
need, 你离开了神
you have forsaken God,
你尝试用自己的方法来解决你的破碎的心怀
you always use your own method to catch up your own problem.
今天早上
this morning,
神说你要透过耶稣基督来到我的面前
God is telling you to come through Jesus Christ.
所以第四点我们必须接受耶稣基督做我们的救主
Therefore, we must accept Christ as our personal Savior.
启示录三章二十节那边说。
In the book of Revelation 3,
看哪，我站在门外叩门。
Look, I'm standing at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的。
If anyone hears me and opens the door,
我要进到他里面去。
I will come in.
我与他，他与我。
And I will be with him, and he will be with me.
一同坐席。
And we will sup together.
耶稣要进入你的生命里面。
God wants to enter your life.
来抚摸你的伤痛。
God wants to heal your wound.
他要安慰你破碎的心怀。
He wants to comfort your life.
他要给一个新的生命给你。
He wants to give you a new life.
要给你一个新的开始。
A new beginning.
所以我不管你今天早上来的时候你的心情是如何。
I don't care what kind of a situation you were in when you came to the church.
我不管你今天你所处的家庭是何等的痛苦难过。
I don't care what kind of situation you are in your family.
我也不太了解你自己对人生的看法是那么悲观或者灰色。
I don't know how is the way you look at your life, maybe extreme depression.
圣经告诉你说，第一个你离弃了神。
The Bible tells you, first you have left God.
第二个，你靠自己。凿了一个破裂不能够存水的池。
Secondly, you have hewn for yourself a broken cistern.
现在
，right now，
你可以透过耶稣基督
，through Jesus Christ，
回到神的面前
，come back to God，
在他里面得到永远的安息。
In Him, you will have everlasting rest.
耶稣基督也透过你的接受进入你的生命里面。
And because of this, Jesus Christ will enter your life.
来抚摸你的伤痛。
And will heal all your wounds.
要让你破碎的生命有一个新的开始。
And God wants to give you a beginning.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上，你把你的心意、你的爱向我们显明。
Lord, we thank you that you have manifested your love and your heart to us this morning.
你要我们诚实地面对我们自己的需要。
You want us to be honest to face our need.
主，我们承认我们离弃了你。
We admit that we have forsaken you.
我们嘴里、心里说干渴，但是我们离弃那个活水的泉源。
We say we're thirsty, yet we have left the fountain of living water.
我们用自己的方法在那边想法子来填满我们空虚的心灵。
And we use our own method to try to heal our own wounds.
主，你自己的话语告诉我们，我们凿了一个破裂不能够存水的池。
God, in your own words, you tell us you have hewn for yourself a broken cistern.
也谢谢你透过你的独生儿子耶稣基督。
Thank you through your your only begotten Son Jesus Christ.
因着他在十字架上面为你跟我而死。
Because he died on the cross for you and for me, for our sins.
今天我们能够回到父你自己的面前。
And today we can return to you.
谢谢你赐下那么美的一个救法。
Thank you so much for your method of salvation.
如果在座有朋友。
Any friends who are sitting here today.
当我们都低头安静眼睛闭起来的时候
When we're all bowed down, close our eyes,
你心灵里面有这个需要
You have this need in your heart.
你要这个活水
You want this living water.
你要这个永喝了以后永远不干渴的这个活水
You want this living water that you will not be thirst again.
你心中伤痛
You are hurt in your heart.
你觉得自己有一个破碎的人生
You have a broken life.
现在你要这个完全的人生
You want to have a complete life
你要回到神的面前
You want to return to God
你可以有一个表示
You can have an indication
就是把手举一下
Just raise your hand
心里面说耶稣基督我爱你我要你
Just say in your heart Jesus I want you I love you
我是一个罪人
I am a sinner
我要接受你
I want to accept you
我为你祷告
I will pray for you
然后我也为你感谢神
I will thank God for you.
因为你要回到父的怀抱里面去。
Because you want to return to God.
有没有这样子的人
？Anyone
可以把手举一下，没有人看见。
Nobody's going to see.
神看见，感谢主，把手放下。还有没有
？Anyone else?
感谢主，把手放下。感谢主，感谢主，放下。还有没有？神爱你。
God loves you.
要给你一个新的开始。
God wants to give you a new beginning.
圣经说，若有人在基督里
，If any man is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
旧事已过 All things are passed away
一切都变成新的
All have become new
你要这个新的生命
Do you want this new life?
神说耶稣基督爱你
God tells you Jesus loves you
你愿意接受他吗
You want to accept Christ as your
你要的话把手举一下
Just raise your hand I'll
还有没有这样
Anyone else?
没有人看感谢主我看见
Praise the Lord
神也看见还有没有
Anyone else?
勇敢的接受主这是一个那么美的事情没有值得羞愧的
Nothing to be ashamed of This is a rare chance
像一个浪子回家
Come back home, like、
还有什么事情比这件事情更美更喜乐
What is more important in your life?
今天早上神要你得到这个新的生命
This morning God wants you to have this new life
有没有人呢
Anyone else?
把手举高一点我能够看见
Just、
为你祷告
A little bit higher, I cannot pray for you
有没有这样子的人
Anyone else?
还有没有
Anyone else?
神爱你
God loves you,、
okay.
thank you Jesus
把手放
We've seen it
感谢主还有没有
Anyone else?
主耶稣爱你
God loves you.
他要医治你破碎的心灵
He wants to heal your wounded heart.
他要满足你心灵的干渴
He wants to satisfy you.
给你一个新的生命
Give you a new life.
时间的关系我问最后一次
Last time, due to time.
请你把握这个机会
Please get hold of this chance.
有没有人要接受耶稣基督
Anyone wants to accept Christ as your only Savior?
请你把手举一下
Just raise your hand, I'll pray for you.
有没有
Anyone else?
亲爱的主我们谢谢你因为你自己的话语打开就有能力能够满足我们心灵深处的干渴主耶稣基督我们谢谢你今天早上有五位新的朋友他们在你的面前他们勇敢地承认自己的需要也承认自己是一个罪人打开心门接受耶稣基督做他们的救主主耶稣基督你照你的应许进入他们的生命里面把你这个永不干渴的活水赐给他们把你这个没有人能够夺去的永远的生命赐给他们让他们有一个新的开始不管过去如何今天是重新做人你给他们一个生命并且是更丰盛的生命你一生一世与他们同在帮助他们认识你也爱你加入教会参与侍奉做一个真正跟随你的门徒我们这样子同心感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名求